They belong to the Polish Church, St. Mary's Polish Church. Yeah. And they belonged to that church until well into the mid-1970s. All along the way, of course, there was intermarriage and so on. And this, as intermarriage got around, family connections broke down and language broke down and so on. And one of the things that I believe you'll see in one of these books that are here, the Croatians had a band. They had some talented people here who had a musical background,
mm-hmm.
who started up bands and so on. And they did all this in their own community. And one of the things that all the parishes here, the church, the immigrants here,
mm-hmm.
all seemed to do was they all seemed to build a hall and use that hall for gatherings, for social gatherings, and also as a moneymaker. And in order to make that hall earn money, or make money, besides donations and so on, they needed a liquor license.
A bar, yeah.
And needed a bar.
Yeah.
And the Polish village, the Polish hall had one, the Ukrainian hall had one. So finally, after many, many years of trying and cajoling and gathering money and so on, the Croatians built a hall on Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the hall was opened in 1959. And they thought that once the hall was open, it would be just sort of a matter of routine in a year or two by being blessed by the right politicians and so on, they would get their bar license. As it turns out, when they opened their hall, my grandfather, who was, as I say, kind of the godfather and the ringleader, and I would say most of the immigrants, because of the immigration policy back in the Depression and the pre-Depression era, were all liberals, in fact still are. And as part of that, at the time in 1956, provincially, as you just know, there was a provincial election yesterday. We had a liberal government back again. Which is not unusual. But in 1956, there was a similar election, and there was a landslide win by Premier Robert Stanfield of the Tories.
Mm-hmm.
And so things were bad for bad timing for the Croatians. They just were not able to get that liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
And try as they may, they tried to have different functions there and so on. And you could get and it still exists today, is that for each individual party, you receive a temporary license for one evening to
mm-hmm.
you a function. But you couldn't sell liquor. You had to more or less give it away.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all these other clubs were able to have a bar, and they made money. So they opened it up to people in the community, and they each had their own clientele.